America had a WTF moment today as a rally turned into a march, turned into a near riot. There was some violence. One woman is dead after being shot in the middle of the riot or near riot. The pictures are horrific. The idea of our Capitol being breached is sobering. And somebody that lived to tell about it is somebody that was right smack dab in the middle of it. She is Annie Black, Assemblywoman, District 19. Annie, how are you doing? Are you safe?
We are safe, yes. It was a wild day. What a wild one.
Let me just ask, so where were you in all of this? Were you at the rally? Were you a part of the march? Did you march to the Capitol? How close did you get to the action?
So we started off our day around 8 o'clock over at the Ellipse. We waited for a while to hear the president speak. And we were there from, I think, like 8 to 11. And then we decided we were going to go to the Capitol building to try to get up closer to the front, because there was a rumor that the president was going to come there as well. So we were right up there at the front near the barriers on the east side of the Capitol building, just kind of hanging out for a couple of hours. And then stuff started to get crazy. Somebody from the front who I couldn't see, may have been a couple people, kind of started shouting, storm the barrier, storm the barrier. And then there's some people to the right of us. Guy in all black, just happened to be in all black with a Make America Great hat on and a rainbow Trump flag kind of over him like a cape, started, you know, with his megaphone, basically continuing to egg people on, saying, this is your house, they can't stop you from going in your house. And before you know it, people are, you know, breaking through the barrier. And it just kind of happened so fast. It was unbelievable. And they made it originally to the bottom of the middle staircase. And then the next thing you know, they're about halfway up. And then the next thing you know, they're to the top of the stairs. And they're basically, the whole stairs are covered with Trump supporters. And then they took over the left staircase of the Capitol and about halfway up the right side. And then, you know, the back side of the building, there were people everywhere. I mean, there was scaffolding out there. People were all, it was insane. It was like nothing I've ever seen.
Did you get into the building?
No, they broke through the barriers and I stood there really just like in shock that this was even happening. And it was kind of strange because at one point when a couple people up front and to our right were saying, storm the barrier, storm the barrier. There was a group of Trump supporters that were even further to the right of us that were saying, they're not MAGA, they're not MAGA. And they were chanting that like they knew these people were instigating and evoking people to go through the barriers. And that wasn't what I was there for. I was here to support the president, participate in a peaceful protest. And, I think that's what a lot of people came here to do, and unfortunately, it got out of hand. I don't recall ever seeing, and there were police everywhere, SWAT team type people. I don't remember ever seeing any violence towards police. Everybody was respectful. At one point, Trump supporters were begging them actually to put down their weapons and to just, you know, kind of join them. So I never witnessed any violence, and I don't think that was the intention of anyone. That was never the vibe of the day from what I saw.
Well, you may remember back to the Tea Party days. The one thing I'll always remember about the Tea Party is that they were very peaceful, and at the end of the day, they cleaned up after themselves. When they had a rally, whether it be in San Antonio or whether it be in Dallas or whether it be in Los Angeles, they were always very respectful. This group was not as respectful. But I'm curious, do you believe, as some are saying now, that Antifa did infiltrate that rally, turned into a march, turned into a near riot? Do you believe that they weren't MAGA people?
I remember when I could see the one guy with his megaphone in black, just thinking, like, this is a guy who just threw on a MAGA hat and a Trump flag. Because you can tell when you're out here, everyone is dressed in and Make America Great stuff from head to toe. I kid you not. It's a sea of red, a sea of blue and Trump flags. And when you see someone who's all in black, you kind of, just because I think we've all been conditioned that that's the Antifa vibe, you just kind of, your eyes just kind of perk up a little bit. Like, what's this person doing here? Because it just doesn't fit in with the scene. So I'm not ruling it out. I mean, bottom line, we have to accept responsibility. Just because someone egged us on, we didn't have to go and break into the Capitol building, but it does feel like it was somewhat, somebody was egging people on to do this.
Were you ever afraid for your safety?
Yeah, we were standing, as soon as they broke through to the top of the stairs, there was a loud flashbang, and I just kind of thought, okay, they're going to start tear gassing people. From what I understand, they were shooting people with rubber bullets, and we were literally right there. I was afraid, but, you know, I just got away to where I felt comfortable. But it was definitely, it felt like a situation that at any moment, could escalate to something worse.
Annie, let me ask you, there are those saying that if indeed a woman has died with a gunshot wound, and the woman did apparently die, that her blood is on the hands of the president. I would say parenthetically, even if you listen to Eric and Don Jr., their rhetoric was a little amped up. Did you notice that? I mean, in fact, I even found that there was a bunch of obscenity in the comments of Eric and Don Jr. and the president. Is that new for you, the BS words and the things like that that came out of their mouths?
I mean, I don't think I went to President Trump's inauguration. I've been to a ton of his rallies. The speech today definitely felt more heavy. He just didn't have that usual uplifting tone. But I don't know. I mean, look, the reality is people have been, Antifa and people have been burning down cities, taking over whole parts of cities and burning things down and doing all kinds of nefarious stuff that lasts for days and days. And it just never seemed to, police would just stand there and watch them do it, destroy private property, light things on fire, whole cities were on fire, and the cops would just sit there and watch them do it. I'm not condoning what people did by going into the Capitol, but you go in there, from what I see, there was not one piece of historical art, not one statue, not one part of this building other than windows and doors that they broke through that was damaged, and a lady's been shot and killed, and I'm sure countless others were hurt or, you know, tear gassed or whatever, and that hasn't been what I've experienced, the reaction from law enforcement towards Antifa. So I think it's definitely a double standard for us. I mean, I'm looking at the news. I'm being called a rioter because I was at the Capitol today. I don't think I'm a rioter.
Are you an anarchist? Because they're calling you that too. They're calling you treasonous, guilty of sedition. Are you all of the above?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I put my whole life on hold. I've done everything I can for most of my life to try to serve this country. I'm leaving for our own state capitol on the 25th of this month to serve the people of Nevada. I absolutely am not any of those things.
Let me ask you, as far as the aftermath of all of this, you know that the Democrats are going to go crazy. In fact, there's already Jackie Speier is urging that we invoke the 25th Amendment and that Vice President Pence become President Pence for the final week or so. Is that surprising to you? And do you think, did the president incite a riot today?
No, the president didn't incite a riot today, in my opinion. And I was here all day long. I heard his speech. I think that, frankly, what I saw today blew my mind. And I think our country is in really, really, really dire trouble. People are not going to let this go, this election, whether it was legitimate or not. There are a lot of people out there who think it wasn't. And clearly today, I mean, I can't even believe what I saw. It's unbelievable. But it just demonstrated to me that this is not going to just be a blowover thing and people are going to go on with their lives. It's scary.
I want to run something past you because you are a very savvy, you have a great political mind. And I've got to ask you, I do believe that what we saw today was a catharsis. It was a cathartic moment where people on the right who lost the presidency by just a skosh, or maybe didn't lose the presidency, but also the Georgia runoffs losing by a skosh, and that this was kind of the Republican equivalent of what Democrats did in 2016, where you called off the finals at major universities, where you know, kids ended up by getting safety animals and comfort animals. Is it possible that this was just a cathartic one-time event, or do you think this could be something that we're going to see more of?
I hope it was a one-time event, but I'm afraid that it may not be. I guess we'll have to wait and see what people are. I feel like the people that were already amped up that were here, there are people that are watching what's happening and watching our news media call us rioters and seditionists and all kinds of different things. And I fear that that's only going to escalate the situation. And I hope it doesn't, but it sure seems like maybe this was a point where people just snapped and they'd, you know, it was enough. They weren't going to take it anymore.
When do you come home? And are most of the people that you were with today, are they coming home at the same time? Or are they staying over for the weekend? This 6 p.m. curfew is only for one night so far. Is it possible that most everybody's going to clear out by tomorrow?
I'm not sure. We've basically been sequestered in our hotel room under martial law, pretty much. I mean, it's supposedly shut down. I haven't been outside, but I can still hear sirens blazing by every once in a while. I'm hoping that we can leave tomorrow, but who knows? This is the first time I've ever been through anything like this, so I surely am no expert.
Annie, thank you so much for first-person testimony. Really appreciate it. And obviously, we've got the State of the State coming up on the 19th. You're going to be going up to Carson on the 25th. It's going to be a busy, busy time for you. I know we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much, and be safe coming home, okay?
We will. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Annie. Annie Black, Assemblywoman District 19, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.